Thank you for calling the Organizational Staff Analyst Newsline for the week starting Monday, December 3rd. The Municipal Labor Committee heard last week from Assemblymember Richard Gottfried and State Senator Gustavo Rivera on the topic of New York State single-payer health care. The concept is most attractive: coverage for all, paid for through progressive taxation, a reduction in the overwhelming administrative costs inherent in the present system, and all the other good parts. But the problem lies in the details. We would be throwing out the current system entirely and hoping the new system works. At present, 95% of New Yorkers are covered for health care, thanks in part to Obamacare. The 5% left uncovered is a problem that we should all want to correct. We are not likely to want to worsen or risk our own current health care in order to solve that problem, and there should be a safer way to proceed. Mr. Godfrey assured us that there would be no loss or added cost or risk under his plan, but most labor leaders were doubtful. We applaud the bill's sponsors for their good intentions, but the proposed changes are quite dramatic, and we can too easily imagine unintended consequences that would hurt our members. If the result of these efforts was to result in a less radical change in our health care system, it probably would be more acceptable to most of us. In any case, the bill has to go through Albany, and if and when it gets to a vote, it will probably look very different from its current version. A second meeting of the Municipal Labor Committee this week brought more concrete results. DCAS has committed to a pilot project using carefully chosen job titles. The pilot will mandate use of the agency promotional lists in a citywide basis before recourse to the open competitive lists for the same title. That may sound uninteresting to you until the day you find yourself frozen on an agency promotional list while other agencies are hiring from the OC lists. On that day, you'll understand why the civil service unions have fought very hard and long for this change in practice. We seem to be winning on this issue, so that makes us very happy. DCAS also reaffirmed that all candidates should at least be interviewed before being passed over for promotion. Some agencies have not been following the rules, and DCAS asked the unions to let them know every time an agency skips the interview. That's good, too. That's all the news this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.